News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Crews are scouring the southern Indian Ocean today for the wreckage of that missing Malaysian jet. Four Chinese ships have reached the search area, joining the 12 aircraft that Australian authorities say will be looking for debris from the airliner. Gay marriages are on hold in Michigan. A U.S. Court of Appeals voted 2-1 yesterday to grant the request of Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette to suspend the ruling by a federal judge in Detroit. A shooting at an Illinois mosque is being investigated as a hate crime. A shot was fired yesterday morning at the prayer center of Orland Park. There were close to 40 people in the mosque at the time. No one was injured. Closer to home, a Stevens Point business owner accused of sexual assault has been rearrested. WSAU's Raymond Newpert has more.
32-year-old Stephen Tibbetts was charged earlier this month with two counts of second-degree sexual assault after allegedly drugging and assaulting an 18-year-old woman. Officials say more women have stepped forward saying they were assaulted as well. Tibbetts was arrested shortly before noon Tuesday for approaching one of the alleged victims at the Plover Walmart. He was free on a $5,000 bond, but will likely forfeit that money for violating the conditions of his release. He's now being held in jail awaiting a preliminary hearing April 14th. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A convicted sex offender is to be released shortly. 40-year-old Kendall Scott has completed his prison time and all of his probation and supervised release time. He was convicted and sentenced to second-degree sexual assault of a woman he knew in the Milwaukee area back in 1998. He'll be living in transitional housing, but does plan to visit relatives in the Weston area, which he is free to do. One of the two individuals accused of robbing the former Wolf's Grocery in Marshfield was found guilty yesterday. 18-year-old Cordell Ellingson of Arpin entered a no-contest plea on theft and delinquency of minor charges in Wood County Court. Wausau is not ready to move forward yet on the redesigned Thomas Street corridor. The project has been plagued by setbacks from lost state funding to choosing the right design. The recent City Hall issues with two legal opinions on the use of tax incremental financing and friction between staff hasn't helped either. Council President Lisa Rasmussen says she wants to see progress in rebuilding Thomas Street, but right now they have to go over the legal opinions and take the necessary steps first.
We need to, in light of recent events, figure out which legal opinion is accurate and if there is further action that needs to be taken before we can move forward. We want to make sure that we have everything done properly and legally. And with two legal opinions now in the mix, it's important to discern if the differences in those are material enough that we need to undertake some additional process before we move forward.
The two different legal opinions are similar, but each presents the city with issues they must resolve before going forward. The impounded cat contract is done, though. The Wausau City Council unanimously passed the contract with the Humane Society of Marathon County to handle stray cats brought by police or the animal control officer to the shelter. One alderperson that's glad to wrap up that issue was Council President Rasmussen. Under the new plan, the Humane Society will take 150 of the city's stray cats at a cost of $32,400. The Merrill woman accused of trying to hire someone to kill her boyfriend may end up with a different judge. 33-year-old Jessica Strom is accused of trying to have attorney John Shellpfeffer killed at his Merrill office. Marathon County judges and prosecutors are all familiar with the intended victim, so Judge Ann Knox Bauer from Taylor County has been assigned to the case, and the special prosecutor is Langlade County DA Ralph Utke. Defense attorney James Runyon has filed motions asking for a new judge and also for a competency examination by the Department of Health Services to see if Strom is mentally capable of understanding the proceedings. A central Wisconsin state senator is asking the governor to veto four bills. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
Stevens Point Democrat Julie Lassa says Senate Bill 324 restricting absentee voting hours would not only prevent people from voting in person, but would create longer lines at polling places. She says Assembly Bill 202 allowing election observers to be within arm's reach of registration tables, ballot stations, and election officials is inappropriate. And Senate Bill 20 prevents local clerks from selecting the most qualified poll workers. Lassa also dislikes Senate Bill 655, which allows earlier campaign contributions to candidates. She knows she has an uphill battle convincing Walker to veto those bills. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The largest county-owned nursing home in the state is getting a $13.5 million renovation. Mountview Care Center in Wausau is part of the North Central Healthcare Center campus. The Marathon County Board passed the resolution to modernize the structure on a 29-5 vote on Tuesday. Supervisor Sherry Abbott supports the project, but admits there are many things the board will have to stay on top of.
We will have to verify more of the details on it to make sure on how it's going to be spent, and then we have to collect contracts and the design.
You can take part in a live online chat with DNR officials tomorrow as they discuss the upcoming changes to the 2014 deer hunt. Big game ecologist Kevin Wallenfang says this is a chance for you to get information straight from the experts.
It's really driven by their questions. So we don't throw a lot of information out there. We let it ride on the questions that people are asking us. So they can simply get on the internet site where this is available and start typing in their questions.
The live chat runs from 11 a.m. until 1:30 in the afternoon. You can join the chat from the front page of the DNR's website at dnr.wi.gov. And a major expansion is coming for a central Wisconsin cheese producer. Ohio-based Beery Cheese Company already has a plant in the Wood County town of Sherry. They're planning to expand into the former Basic American Foods plant west of Plover. They've secured a $1 million loan from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to upgrade the site and equipment, and will be investing a total of $19.7 million over 4 years in that expansion. If they do that, the WEDC loan would be forgiven. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.